This is Misha Riedel with Jerry Rothman at Casa Luna Quebrada in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico, on August 30th, 2010, for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art. This is card number one. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to have found you down here.
Yeah, I'm glad you found me too.
So Jerry, let's start, since your career has been so beautifully documented in that book by Susan Peterson,
yeah.
Which we'll certainly talk about at great length. But that ran up through, what, 2003 or so?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, let's talk about your relocation to Mexico, when that happened, and what you've been working on since then, and then we'll go back and talk about some of your earlier work.
Okay, great.
So when exactly did you relocate, and let's talk about that.
Within a year after the show.
It must have been 2004, 2005?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that. We came here to visit my friend Mayor Schachter. Mm-hmm. And we had been looking for a place in Northern California, et cetera. And we can find nothing that we agreed upon.
You and Kathleen?
Me and Kathleen. But this place, we said, this is great. So we decided we were going to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about it appealed to you?
Well, just the place, the quiet nature of it, all the people, all the craftsmen available, the price of things.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, were very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it's not so reasonable. But it worked out well for us because we moved when we decided to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I met an architect. Well, Mayor introduced me to an architect named Louis Camarena.
Mm-hmm.
Camarena. And am I talking to something?
Yeah, if you can speak up a little bit, I think we're okay.
I think you'll find out it's hard to record.
Okay. I'll just move that a little closer.
I'll just hold it there.
Okay. No, it's fine. You don't have to hold it. The mic should be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Louis Camarena.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him about it, and after I spoke to Mayor about leasing the land, and so I went back to the States and designed the house, and I continually sent Louis some drawings.
Mm-hmm.
And then he corrected them or did what he wanted to do, and we
mm-hmm.
came to some compromise about things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we built this house.
Mm-hmm.
And
you were saying it's 6,000 square feet between the house and your studio?
Yeah, well, two levels.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom level is 3,000 and the top level is 3,000.
Okay.
And, it's a good studio. And after I got the place built, it took me about a year before I could, when I got here, where I was building the place, and while I was building the place, I was trying to develop clay bodies with the material here.
Oh.
So I did that, and I developed a very good clay body. And
because could you create zero shrinkage clay here as well?
I could have,
okay.
But I decided not to because I could. I got down to about 8% shrinkage.
Mm-hmm.
With firing and from wet to fired.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured that was good enough.
Okay.
Because the availability of getting stainless steel
mm-hmm.
was very difficult.
Okay.
So I dealt with what I could do.
Right.
But
so you were going to work on different kinds of pieces that didn't require those steel armatures.
Yeah. Well, no. That's well. They're really good if you're going to do a lot of cantilevering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, got the clay body going, and that worked out very well. I met a woman named Blanca Garcia,
mm-hmm.
who has a studio in San Miguel, and she was very helpful. She helped me to find the sources and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this clays worked out, and now she uses the clay body, and a lot of other people use the clay body.
Uh-huh.
Plus, it's a relatively easy clay body to work with.
And is it primarily for sculptural slab work? Is it for